It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, June 1st, 2023. Well, in our marine weather forecast, we have weather conditions in place right now with high pressure offshore and low pressure inland, and that is going to continue to bring us these breezy north-northwesterly winds over the next few days. And so that will even become a little bit stronger toward the end of the week into the weekend and on into early next week. So just expect those north-northwesterly winds if you live on the coast. Today, our forecast includes north winds 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 15. Becoming northwest 10 to 15 with gusts to 20 in the afternoon. Wind waves from the northwest 2 feet high at 5 seconds apart. Northwest swells 5 feet at 10 seconds. And today we're going to talk about an interesting feature, design feature, that we see on really every ship that comes into the river here, or just about any ship you'll see anywhere, and that is the bulbous bow. It's an odd-looking sort of projection at the waterline, just below the waterline, at the very front, the very bow of the ship. It looks pretty funny, but it has a great and really effective purpose, and it's a relatively new design feature of ships, so we'll talk about that. It's a 20th century, anyway, design feature, early 20th century design feature of ships that we see everywhere now. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. Inbound today, our first inbounders aren't until the afternoon. The Clipper Copenhagen is a bulk carrier arriving from the Panama Canal to the Crims Island anchorage on the river here. She'll be picking up soda ash eventually at Longview. She'll pass Astoria around 5:30 p.m. and be at the anchorage at about 8:30 p.m. And the Pack Ikernar is arriving from Japan, headed to Crims Island Anchorage also. That's a little bit downriver from Longview. And she'll be picking up corn, soy, or wheat at the port of Kalama eventually. She'll pass Astoria around midnight and be in the Crims Island Anchorage by about 3 a.m. on Friday. And Ikernar actually is the name of a star in a constellation in the sky, so that's kind of an interesting name. If you'd like to see the rest of today's ship schedule, you can find it on my website at shipreport.net. You can also find a podcast of this program there and many others, and I post links to the ship schedule and the podcast on my Ship Report Facebook page. And if you are a person who likes to photograph ships, I've created a new Facebook page called the Ship Report Community Photo Page. And if you would like to join that and post your ship photos of ships on the river here and in surrounding area, adjoining waters, just click join and I'll let you into the group. We're getting some great pictures. It's wonderful how much folks are out there watching ships go by and taking wonderful photos and videos of them, and you'll find a lot of them there. So thanks to everyone who contributes to that page, and I hope you'll join us. Well, I saw a post on Facebook the other day that showed a video of a ship passing by in a port area somewhere, and the ship was sitting pretty high in the water, probably did not have cargo on board yet, and so its bow section was quite a bit higher in the water than usual, at least than it would be at sea. And that revealed something that we see often on ships in anchorages on the river, usually on ships that are traveling with just ballast water on board and not a full complement of cargo. And that's the bulbous bow structure on the very front of the ship. It can look like a fat tube or barrel with a rounded forward edge attached to the very front of the ship, just under the waterline. Now, if you've ever owned a recreational boat or traveled on one or seen one out of the water, the front edge of the bow is usually straight or curved in kind of a graceful way down to the waterline and below. Certainly our image of clipper ships and vessels like the Lady Washington tall sailing ship, for instance, don't include this bulbous bow configuration. So what is it doing there? And why is it on so many ships, really all of them, that we see nowadays? So this somewhat peculiar-looking part of the hull is a relatively new design feature of ships. It came into use initially on the hull of a U.S. battleship called the USS Delaware in the 1920s, but it entered wider use about a decade later, so the bulbous bow has been around for a while. The reason it's there has to do with ship design, with fluid dynamics, and how waves behave when a displacement hull like a ship moves through the water. Displacement hulls are hulls, that's the body of the boat, where there is a significant portion of the bottom of the vessel underwater. other kinds of hulls are things like catamarans and trimarans, which have small hull sections, and the ship sits rather high in the water, and they create a lot less drag when they move. Examples of that kind of boat would be maybe a Hobie Cat sailboat or various catamaran powerboats that we see in commercial and recreational use. But the traditional displacement hull, like the ships we see here on the river, push water out of the way in great quantities as they travel through it. In fact, a displacement hull pushes aside or displaces an amount of water equal to its own weight. Think about that for a minute. That is a lot, especially in the case of a giant container ship going by. This is one reason why you should stay away from ships if you're out on the water. All that water that's pushed out of the way has to go somewhere, and it can create a lot of turbulence, even weird suction effects that can pull people, objects, and boats underneath the ship if they are nearby. So, if a ship is being pushed through the water by its propulsion system, which is generally located at the rear or stern of the vessel, as it moves through the water streams along the hull. But right up there in the bow, in the very front, there is turbulence at the point where the front end of the ship meets the water. We see this in the form of a picturesque-looking bow wave. Mariners refer to this white water, this bow wave, as the ship having a bone in her teeth. I've heard that expression many times from mariners. It's a sign usually that the ship is moving along at a good clip, so making good speed through the water. But with that speed comes resistance or drag, and that beautiful bow wave can actually slow the ship down. So marine engineers are always trying to figure out better ways to design ships, and somewhere along the line, someone figured out that reshaping the bow in this way could cancel out that bow wave and reduce that drag. Enter the bulbous bow. It's odd looking, but it works, and it's everywhere on ships and even yachts these days. Here are some of its benefits. Each bulbous bow is designed and shaped for the ship it's built for, and a properly designed bulbous bow operating at its design speed can bring significant fuel savings, 12 to 15%, even as much as 25%. Since fuel is a huge expense for ships, anything that can help them burn less fuel is a good thing. The bulbous bow can also help the ship go faster. But it's designed to offer the most benefit when the ship is moving fast at sea. So when a ship slows down below that speed, say when it's in a river or in port, those benefits are pretty much lost temporarily. So that's a short answer as to why those bulbous bows are on ships. They're quite massive, like everything else on the ships we see, and their shapes vary from vessel to vessel because they are designed individually for each ship. So some bulbous bows look like a curved bulge in the front of the vessel, and others look like a long tube jutting out of the front of the ship. It all just really depends on what that ship needs to gain those benefits from the bulbous bow. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.